Data gathered by the Pew Charitable Trusts is aimed at guiding Alaska's legislators in making policy changes that could lead to reducing state prison populations. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, a state House committee heard the numbers this morning.
The House Finance Committee listened to Pew Senior Associate Terry Schuster outline the data behind Alaska's increasing prison population. Schuster said the number of inmates had grown by 27% in the past decade, and unless policy changes are made, prison populations are likely to grow another 27% by 2024. Schuster says the reasons behind the growth can be traced to past policies.
One of the things that stands out to us and or to the Criminal Justice Commission is when they look at statutory changes in just the last 10 years, one of those major changes has been increases in sentence length. So for felony offenders, presumptive sentence lengths have gone significantly up in just the last 10 years, and we're seeing it in the data in terms of people actually staying longer in prison, and so the population goes up.
Schuster told the committee that tough anti-crime policies of the 1990s reduced the amount of crime but escalated prison populations. Now about half of Alaska's prison inmates are sentenced offenders. The other half is split roughly between pretrial inmates and supervision violators. He told the committee that pretrial inmates account for 81% of the growth in inmate population, but not because more arrests are being made.
It was caused by longer lengths of stay during the pretrial period. 10 years ago, they were staying for an average of about 6 days pretrial, and today they're staying on an average about 9 days. Over 11,000 people last year came in on nonviolent misdemeanor charges. So if you have a 3-day increase in average length of stay and you multiply that by thousands and thousands of people, that adds up to a lot of prison beds that the state was not using 10 years ago.
Schuster says prison stays have increased across the board due to legislative, judicial, and parole board decisions. He says prison costs are the second fastest growing budget item in most states behind Medicaid. Pew has been working with the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission for several months in line with a national movement toward justice reform.
And the idea generally is that states will pass measures into statute that try to focus their prison beds on the most serious and violent offenders, and then take some portion of the savings that they achieve and invest them into alternatives to prison and treatment and strengthening probation, things that are aimed at getting better public safety outcomes for less money.
The data compiled by Pew is taken from the State Corrections Department. It will be included in a report to be released December 10th by the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission. I'm Ellen Lockyer.